Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplau. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cline. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 1 in the game. Bresut hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0 for 1 in the game. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Luplow moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Luplow moves to third. Francona moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Pagliarani moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0-for-2 in the game. Cline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Cline moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cline moves to third. Luplow moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. Klein scores. Luplow moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Held takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Dick Raditz now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the mound. Raditz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Frank Funk now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Dillard pinch hits for Frank Funk. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard strikes out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bressuit hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Geiger moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-4 in the game. Malzone is walked intentionally. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Gene Green pinch hits for Bob Allen. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Klein strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.